With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. We'll have details on which pork cuts are some of the healthiest to be putting on your plate. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Loading a trailer can be a challenging task. Making multiple trips up and down a ladder so you don't under or overfill it, usually making it a two or three person job. Until Pendulum Cam. Pendulum Cam allows you to have a level view of your trailer via a wireless monitor without ever leaving your cab. The only wireless video monitoring system on the market today that can maintain a vertical axis on any electronic or automated tarp system. Save time and reduce the chance of injury by ordering yours at envisionit.co.
The National Pork Board is focused on promoting the nutritional value of pork to build demand. NPB CEO Bill Evans speaking at last week's U.S. Meat Export Federation spring meeting in Minneapolis, Minnesota, says the effort includes a lot of research.
The pork checkoff is governed by our 15 farmer board members, and what they've decided to do here at the first of this year is lean in really hard on nutrition. Obviously, people are often told you maybe should not have red meat in your diet, but we've got the science and information that would tell you otherwise. Pork is an incredibly nutritious product, and we're doing the research necessary to tie that in. So we're doing a lot of outreach right now in the dietitian community, as well as the research necessary to back that up.
Even says the nutritional value of pork is often forgotten about.
Pork is really known for taste and flavor, but what it's often forgotten about is the nutritional side. So pork loin is actually listed in the American Heart Association seal of approval as a healthy food. And so there are a lot of cuts of pork. And what we're seeing now also is that pork as an ingredient doesn't necessarily have to be center of cut like we might eat here in the Midwest, but the ability to use ground pork as a substitute in many different recipes to kind of change it up for your family, those are the type of things backed up by nutrition. Is so, you know, you can eat healthy, but don't miss the flavor.
Even as much of the work by the National Pork Board is diversifying the market.
More broadly, right now, the pork industry is hurting. We've got a lot of red ink. Producers are wondering, when's this going to turn around? The one bright spot we have is exports. We all know that China is a risk. We'll cash their checks all day long if they're in the market, but when they're not in the market, we really see it. So what the Pork Checkoff is doing is really looking at other areas where we can diversify sending our product, and particularly we look south. We look to Mexico, Central America, Latin America, and we've had great exports into Mexico. And so that's really been the opportunity that we're exploring.
Once again, that's National Pork Board CEO Bill Even. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network. And be sure to subscribe to the Growing Harvest Ag Network podcast, available on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your podcasts. Once again, I'm Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.